Hey everybody, in this video we discuss what is going on with Moonbirds and the recent staff changes that they had, as well as the error that cost the Akutar project quite a bit of money. As usual, if you enjoy the content, make sure that you hit the like button and smash the subscribe button. And if you want to check out our sponsor FTX, one of the best crypto trading platforms, sign up with our link thenifty.com/FTX or on the mobile app with the code thenifty. In this video, we are discussing some NFT project drama and some costly errors that we've seen recently in the NFT space, but will they actually have long-term impact for those projects? As usual, nothing in this video is financial advice. We are not financial advisors. The NFT space is incredibly risky, so always do your own research. And if you enjoy the daily content, hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. It really helps us out a lot. Content's also available on a podcast. Nick, Kicks.
Well, what's the drama here? Like, what, you got me on the edge of my seat trying to find out, like, what's the drama? Did someone like attack somebody? Like, what's going on?
The drama in my mind, the drama is that Proof, you know, Moonbirds, Kevin Rose's NFT collective, has ousted Ryan Carson from COO position 9 calendar days after the drop of Moonbirds. And it seems to me that the way that they kind of went about it, there was a lot of airing of dirty laundry in a way that I wouldn't have expected. And so I thought that was an interesting, like, you know, piece of drama in the NFT space, if you will.
Sorry, you're completely, you were cutting out there, very choppy what? Internet in your apartment, but that's all right.
Kicks, was that choppy at all?
You went a little robot on me there for a second.
What?
Yeah, a couple words were like, you know, but now you're back, but your video is completely trash.
A little bit choppy.
What?
No, now it's getting better. It's steadily improving. We're watching it in real time as your internet comes back from the dead.
Is this an inside, like, did you guys ping each other on Discord?
Yeah, we planned each other before. Yeah, no, that's a great way to think it. What we were trying to do is undermine ourselves. So, like, what we like to do is start off with good intentions and then just fuck over random people on our team.
They're saying now my video is messed up. Something happened on your
There's
computer.
There's nothing wrong on your...
Look at chat.
Kix looks like a pink avatar. Hey, look, audience members, I don't know what to tell you.
Do I look like Brad Pitt?
I'll reload in. Reload in.
All right, well, whatever. All right, Kix is going to come back, whatever. Look, you guys are here, Kix and Nick, you guys are both Moonbird holders, okay?
Yep.
You're both Moonbird holders.
Yep.
This doesn't really matter, does it?
No. it doesn't, here's the thing. I didn't expect this 10 days ago, 14 days ago. If you told me this was going to happen, I wouldn't expect it. Also didn't expect Moonbirds to get up into the 30s. I think that if Kevin Rose is like stepping in to take like the driving seat, then that's fantastic. I think that could work out great. It is weird drama though. It is very weird drama.
Right? Like, it's so weird to have this come out 9 or 10 days into the project. Also, like, you know,
because you got to know what really happened. Like, what really happened?
Right. Exactly, because it was disclosed before Moonbirds that Carson was going to do the fund. That wasn't like a big secret. It was already disclosed publicly. Not like internally disclosed, like publicly disclosed. So I don't know.
I'm wondering, was it money? Like, was there some money involved where like Ryan's like, you know, I want a bigger cut of the pie or something like that? Or did Kevin decide because of the money he wanted to come in and like take over?
So
Nick, what do you think?
Am I the only person who listened to the space today? I feel like that may be what the situation is. So hey, thanks.
Why don't
for
you
starting
fill us in
video.
On the official truth?
So
the official truth.
Basically, the reality was Ryan Carson was a contractor up until a couple of weeks ago. He is a shareholder in the business. Essentially, the way that Kevin Rose was phrasing it was Kevin was part-time on Moonbirds before. What he's just gone and done is told True Ventures, where he's a partner, that he was going to basically step back from his investing position so he can work full-time on Moonbirds. So he's now full-time on this.
Do we have photo evidence of that letter?
Proof and... Okay. Proof and... Proof in Moonbirds is his focus. And so what he was saying is, look, a COO of a business is not usually brought on until employee like 50 or something like that. They brought on Ryan very early. He wasn't even originally on the team. He was a holder of proof, was active in the Discord, sent Kevin a text message and was like, I want to help you out, and has been focused exclusively on the event side of things and community side of things, and has nothing to do with the product side, has nothing to do with the Grails stuff, which has been a product exclusively of Kevin's, Kevin's design and making. And ultimately, they said, hey, dude, you're a piece of shit. Here's the door. That's not exactly the words that they used.
So he really kind of like strong-armed his way into the business from the beginning, kind of got this role. But what I don't understand is why the abrupt exit, right? Because wouldn't have Kevin been the one that promoted him to COO and then decided?
It was the messaging around it, I would say, is that basically Ryan was giving this mixed messaging, and Kevin was basically like, look, I don't know how you're going to be running a fund right now and doing this. He didn't really like the messaging. This also, I mean, okay, you want to go tin foil at a moment.
Yeah, go tin foil.
My thought is Kevin didn't realize how big this was going to be. It's now massive. Supposedly his watch company, Kojinki or Mojink, whatever the name, Hoodinki, whatever the name, whatever the name of his watch business is, he, I think, is up to 100 employees, which is pretty insane. He said that during this. And what they didn't realize was how big Moonbirds was going to be, like how fast it was going to become this. And so that's what triggered Kevin to say, I'm going to step back. Hoodinki, whatever.
So Ryan is going over to work on Hoodinki.
No, Ryan was not working on anything. He's not involved with anything at this point. He's running.
Who's the lead?
He's running a failing. I think they had an operating CEO to begin with. So
what about Dig?
So basically, the joke already happened. In case you're wondering, that was like moments ago. But the quote, you can stick with it. What's happening now is Ryan's running potentially a failing NFT fund, and he's no longer involved with one of the most successful projects in this space outside of being an investor. That would be the worst way of viewing it. But they gave a very, you know, effective political explanation of it. And they also, the founder of Reddit, or co-founder of Reddit, announced their investment of $10 million in this on a venture basis, which is basically like a Series A sort of thing.
Huh. Okay. Well, you know what? I think all things considered, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
I really don't see how this would like crash Moonbirds. It's already basically been established that all the Silicon Valley VC guys were looking for a NFT project to just absolutely ape into, and they found it. They clearly were all like, Kevin Rose's project's the one we want. And maybe this dips to like, I don't know, a 20 ETH floor or a 25 ETH floor in a worst case scenario situation, barring a broader, you know, market crash. However, like, if your worst case scenario is still just getting back to where Nick bought in when it felt like Nick was buying in late, right, at like 20 ETH, 22 ETH, then you're in pretty damn good shape. I don't think anybody thinks that these are going to go back to even 15. So I don't really see any kind of situation where these don't continue to either hold or cook. And if there is a pullback, I think it's a pullback that the only people that are going to be mad about it are people that bought above 30.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And I mean, there's only so many projects, other projects you can bet on in that space that are kind of around the same range. Like it's basically you're betting on Azuki, you're betting on CloneX, or you're betting on Moonbirds, maybe throw Doodles in that bag as well. But you know what I mean? There's a handful of projects that you can bet on in that range. And what's really interesting with Moonbirds is like their price relative to how early it is. And so you think that, you know, if they do effective things like airdrops, et cetera, I already think the nesting functionality, like they kind of, I think it's really cool, that model. And I think that probably the first few things coming out of that model are going to be cool, especially if you have like Kevin all eyes on this, he's going to probably come up with some really cool mechanics for the drops. So yeah, I'm going to keep holding mine. Just because there's only so many bets that you can have in that range, you know, it seems like a good bet.
With 10K supply, it's a no-brainer. This is like an example where 10K feels like nothing.
So
literally
on,
feels
Pio,
like nothing.
Are you saying that right now is a good time to enter this?
That's not what I was saying.
Kind of sounds like that's what you're saying, that this seems like a no-brainer.
No. Hit the music, Nick, part two.
No. No. Although I should thank you guys. You guys were peer pressuring me into like the best thing.
You're going to want to take a deep breath and just realize, you know, the pain that you experienced from missing out on Moonbirds, it's real. You should acknowledge it. You should say thank you, sadness. Thank you, despair. Thank you, regret. Thank you to, you know, everybody that was telling me to buy and I ignored them, especially those that were on this show. Yeah, just let it go. And, you know, all of the positive feelings that you're having towards that project right now, let that seep into you. Let it soak through your body and your energy field and your chakras from the bottom all the way to the top. And then take that energy, load that into your wallet, and dump it directly into a Moonbird. That's what you're going to want to do.
And Pio, in the words of George Washington, he said, sometimes you just got to let the bird fly away. And I think he didn't fully know what NFTs were going to be in the 1700s. But I do like to think that that quote is timeless. And maybe this bird flew away, but guess what? That means another bird can come into your life. And that bird could already be nearby. Maybe it's an Aku bird. Or maybe the bird is coming right around the corner. But either way, you know, George Washington, great man. He knew sometimes birds have to fly away. Maybe it's time for us too.
I like that. And just beware the predatory birds, because they'll come after you and they'll try and eat all of your lunch and your dinner.
And your children, your bird children.
The owls like to clean up the area for you. They get rid of the rodents. They like to clean up the rodents so that you can have a nice clean garden. But some of those vultures, they're going to come out and they're going to eat the meat that you want to consume. They're going to eat some of your animals that are sitting there. They're going to come in and caw-caw right after some of those sheep and goats and cows and other things. They're just going to go after it, sink their teeth directly into it like the carnivores that they are. You're going to want to watch out for those people because they're evil, okay? And they're probably out there, you know, selling Moonbirds and buying some other, really aggressive predatory project. That's probably what they're going to be doing. So watch out for that.
I know that. Thank you for leading us through that, Nick. I feel cleansed and at peace and ready to attack, you know, the next NFT project that is on the horizon for me, creating a new opportunity. So I appreciate you. I do know we have another thing on the agenda to talk about, Pio, but one thing that we didn't think about is the fact that Bored Ape Yacht Club's Instagram got hacked today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And a fake mint link got put up, mm-hmm. and a lot of money was lost.
Lots of new victims to be had now that we have mutants. And, you know, before the same thing, apes have gone through the same experience. And now we have mutants, each with over $100,000, nearing $150,000 assets here. This is absolutely, I don't know that anyone expected them to jump to this price.
I didn't. I wouldn't be so miserable right now.
Literally nobody expected that. I thought when I sold one for 90,000 the other day that I was a fucking genius.
You sold a mutant for 90 grand?
95,000, yeah.
I missed that. How did I miss that?
Well, because you don't pay attention to the words that I say, Pio.
Really fun.
Yeah. What was that?
I sold a bunch at 20, which just makes me feel fantastic.
Well, you sold one of the rarest ones as well. So that was...
It's not a good sell anymore. It's 2x above floor.
You know, did we know that we should have held on to this for the long term? I did. But at a certain point, you know, it's, let's be honest, like, how many of us are actually thinking that this makes continued sense? Like, would you be buying an ape here at $500,000?
But that's what I thought in January. That's what I thought in November. I thought that thought, and it's cost me money like multiple times now. Price keeps going up.
$1 million though? Is that where we're headed?
You think price goes down, then it keeps going up. At one point, does price stop going up? Maybe. But man, it keeps going up. Dude, mutants at 40 plus ETH. I mean, that is insane.
Feels good, man. Feels good. I wish I had bought multiple at 3 ETH. That would have been a very smart thing to do. It's pretty crazy. And we think what, CODAs go to 10 ETH right out of the gate? Now that mutants are 41, do CODAs just go straight to 10? Or do CODAs go to like 7 or 8?
No idea, man.
Right? No idea.
Well, you know what I was also thinking about? Because like some people were considering that this, you know, could potentially be a liquidity drain. And like one of the reasons is because, I don't know, I think someone said it on the Twitter spaces maybe, right? That it wasn't going to attract new money. But like, I kind of think it potentially could. And there's also a lot of people that like took the time to KYC back in the day. Maybe a higher percentage of them are like active traders and they're going to get like a huge liquidity event. You know what I mean? Where they mint these and if they hit a rare, yada, yada, yada. I don't know. It's a lot of money, but I mean, these things are at real juicy prices right now.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous. Maybe you could sell yours, Pio, and then get a Moonbird. This may be your last chance to do that. I'm going to be honest. Like, this may be your last chance.
Oh, maybe. It ain't going to be the last chance, amigo. I'll get whatever NFT I'm feeling. And if that's a Moonbird, I'll get it. But I'm going to do it on my time. I should have totally done it on the time that you guys were peer pressuring me into it. But I'm not that worried about getting a Moonbird, especially
Nick wasn't just peer pressuring you. He was about to send you the money.
Yeah, that was a very good deal. That would have definitely been a good move.
I don't think it was a loan. I mean, I think he wanted you to immediately send that money back. But I don't think this was like a yield bearing opportunity here.
I could have sent him the money back same day. I just elected to not take him up on that, but that was a really nice thing that Nick did. That's what I'm here for.
Anthony says that the other side land and game looks cool and playable. I didn't know that there was actual like game preview out. That's pretty exciting.
I mean, we'll have to see. So Franelations is in the audience. Franelations is an OG ape owner. Fran, what do you think CODAs go to right out of the gate?
We already said it. It's 10 ETH. Boom.
All right. Well, I wanted to know what Fran thought, but anyway,
no one cares, Fran.
We'll circle back with Fran in the audience in a minute. Well,
oh, he
Fran
says 20.
20. You just think straight out the gate.
I'd like to split the difference and say 15.
Right out the gate, 15, huh?
Yeah, I actually do because I think it could be a premium to the dogs.
What about the 10K TF Board Ape Yacht Club connection that seems to be, you know, pretty apparent now? What do we think of that?
Sorry, what's
people
apparent?
Think there's a lot of speculation surrounding 10K TF Genesis bags and shoes, I guess, but definitely the bags and their relation to CODAs.
I don't know, but I have a bigger question, which is, let's say once the land drops and the CODAs drop, is there enough capital to sustain all these floor prices? Or maybe it doesn't really matter because we have a large enough density of diamond-handed people. So, yeah. so that's all that matters.
The last time I looked at the numbers, it's at 74.5% diamond-handers in the Bored Ape Yacht Club community.
That's a pretty good number.
That's a pretty good number. Dude, it's going to... Dude, it's impossible to tell. It really is impossible to tell. You know what I mean? It goes one or two ways where it's just a lot of, you know, liquidity drain, or it goes the opposite direction and a lot of new people like try to get land at 4 ETH because it's their entry into the other side, you know?
So someone asked what CODAs are and they spelled it wrong. Coders are people that code on their computer and write software. I like to consider myself one. CODAs are a new character that's going to be introduced. My guess, and this would not be surprising, I don't know, like, call me crazy, but what if they launched a new community, basically? Like, what if they launched an entire new vertical through this whole thing? Like, an opposing force, and that the CODAs are essentially this, like, counter team. So
like, they hate Bored Apes. Like, they want to kill them.
Yeah, like they're although it sounds like there's separately mechas that are coming. So shit, I guess I can't sell any of my Bored Ape stuff. This sucks. I'm like tied in so deep into this at this point.
And that's the thing. You have to think about that, you know, I think they're giving like 40K of the supply. They're giving 40% of the supply away to people that are not going to want to sell the land that they get. Because they're literally selling, if the whole play is into the metaverse, then they're selling their like ownership of that metaverse. So all of the Bored Ape Yacht Club and Mutant Ape Yacht Club, like it's going to be like 90% diamond hands on that, 85-90% diamond hands, which means that the true supply is really just the rest of the mint, which is 60K, but 60K at 10 ETH. I mean, that's a lot, or at 2 ETH, but that's a lot, but I don't know, because I think a lot of people that own Bored Apes and Mutants are going to mint more, are going to want to own more land. They're going to want more exposure than what they get.
It's a pretty crazy Ponzi that we've created here in which you want to keep buying more. I mean, this is
it
just...
really a Ponzi then, or is it just like a well-built economy, right? Like, we call everything a Ponzi. Is the U.S. like economy a Ponzi? You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, at some point, there's just a well-built out economy, and that's what works.
I mean, you basically, this buying any of those NFTs was like buying equity in like a hot Web 2 startup. This is a like the early. Super, yeah, this is a super hot Web 3 startup. So like, this was the equivalent of getting like equity, because they've essentially rewarded so many times over. It's like, at that level of, you know, it's insane. So yeah, that's the thing, is, and they're not going to want to like, I don't think they're going to want to sell the land. I think an ape holder would be more willing to sell a dog, to trim a mutant if they have multiple, right? Or sell some ape coin. I would guess that they would do all of that over selling their plot of land.
Selling ApeCoin, I'm convinced, is what the apes have been doing, because I saw a lot of apes that I know don't have crazy liquidity outside of apes because they just diamond hand apes and that's all they do. But they have a lot of apes and they bought Moonbirds. And I was like, huh, I wonder how they did that. ApeCoin.
Yeah, no talking one, about me.
No one feels guilty about selling ApeCoin. It's a coin.
I do.
It's a coin.
I do.
You feel guilty in a different way. I'm talking about the guilt of selling a Bored Ape. If you're an OG person in Bored Ape Yacht Club, they don't want to sell their apes. That doesn't make any sense.
Sorry, you're talking like there's another person that, like, I don't fit this category that you're speaking about. So I'm just trying to understand why are you speaking that way? Like, you're just trying to annoy me. Is that what the
no,
the point
I'm
is?
Just like you own a Bored Ape, right? But you're not cool. And so the cool people in Bored Ape Yacht Club, it's a different story. No, I'm just teasing you, Nick, on that front. But no, this isn't, I'm talking about people that are not you, that I know, like, that I guarantee they sold ApeCoin.
Name one person.
Oh, very funny. I'm going to name someone. Anyway,
I'd like to know who the person is that you're speaking about.
I'll tell you off air who I think.
Apparently this is top secret, okay?
It's not top secret. I'm not going to put somebody on blast.
I mean, isn't that kind of what this show is about? I'm about to start just spouting out names and really causing drama. I'm gonna be honest. Like, I'm just gonna start calling people out. Get ready. Like, this show may get more intense. It's a high risk move for us at this point in time.
You love high risk media moves. That's your favorite thing.
I like gambling. Like, that's sort of the thing. It's a little risky. I want to get to Akatars in a second, but I want to wrap up the thing here. Do we know specifically whether or not this land sale is actually happening in ApeCoin?
Unconfirmed, right?
I'm holding my ApeCoin just in case.
Well, I'm holding it anyway. I've been buying it with fiat since $10.
I guess that would push the price up of ApeCoin, but. I mean, does Bored Ape Yacht Club just feel that they don't need the money for that?
For like a primary sale for Coda? You mean like the Ethereum?
Yeah, like, because if you have Ethereum, selling that has no impact for the most part on the price of ETH. I mean, it does temporarily when you try and sell millions of dollars of it, but that's more tolerant of that sort of investment amount. ApeCoin is more subject to people buying in and selling. It's actually interesting to see because this is the first, not the first actually, but this token is deeply integrated into the Bored Ape ecosystem, which at this point is basically the largest NFT ecosystem in this entire space. So it's pretty cool to see. Your camera's bouncing a lot there, Pio. I'm wondering what that's from.
I think that they'll probably, I'm feeling... Earlier on, I agreed with like that they should price it, like they're going to price it in ETH so that they have a liquidity event. But, you know, the more that I hear from, you know, people like theorizing, like I start to lean way more to it being priced in Ape. And then also like they'll probably potentially do like a peg to ETH so that like the land doesn't like spike insanely.
Mm.
But like I could definitely, Wappy had like a really good point, which said, he said Bored Ape Yacht Club doing it all in Ape proves that everything in their system ecosystem is Ape. It forces everyone to go all in and use it from the start, which I do agree with because, I think that makes sense when you're trying to play like 400 IQ, like underwater chess, you know what I mean? Like that's the move.
I love underwater chess.
I have an IQ. I have a 70 IQ question here for the economics masters. If they do this in Ape, and they have a ton of Ape as a result because everyone pays them an Ape, do they just keep that Ape on their books and never change it to anything else?
If you were trying to be like real GigaBrain, like what you would do is you would like automatically sell some of the Ape you get from the sale right back into the liquidity pools. To keep the price stable,
I got an idea.
But still, I got an idea
for them. They just do an OTC deal. They do an OTC deal with an investor that wants to buy at a cheap price. They can get liquidity for it, and they can assign rules with that. That becomes a new tool that they can utilize to bring on new investors potentially.
Yeah.
There are some clever ways that they could do this. I originally was very bearish on this. But now I actually am coming around to this making a ton of sense.
Because it's not just them doing it. It's literally Andreessen Horowitz like designing this model. And this is like their Mona Lisa. You know what I mean? So they're definitely thinking two steps ahead on this. And like it aligns in a big way with all the investors. If you're pricing the whole economy in Ape, then Ape is the valuation of the economy. Therefore, all of the investors get max upside.
Can you do an OTC deal? Yeah, you can just do a deal at a lower price, right?
Yeah.
So that would immediately eliminate a lot of the risk. And basically, that would be game-changing, and that makes a ton of sense. And now I'm really freaking pissed.
Just enough, please. We're getting pissed off about your own market moves that were all massive, profitable events. Like profitability events, like you're just profiting left and right. It's all set. Bottom line is to put a bow on it. This Ape drop is going to be pretty fascinating from a tokenomics perspective. I can't wait to see what Coda's immediately go to. I can't wait to see just the way the whole thing goes down. It's going to be really interesting. everything Board Ape Yacht Club has done, like, well, look, all right, so what we're about to talk about is Akutars. When you see, oh, Spotty's in the crowd. What up, Spotty? When you see the error that we're about to talk about, which was the $34 million mistake by the Akutar team, then it really makes you appreciate, like, how the Mutant Ape Yacht Club drop went off without a hitch, an early Dutch auction in the NFT space, or relatively early. I know VFriends did one. But yeah, I mean, from a technical perspective, I'm really interested to see what they come up with. Akutars, do you want me to lead this off, guys?
I'm Take assuming you want to. Yeah, so because this is like your bread and butter. This is the thing that you love deeply. So let's get after that.
Well, look, so Akutars project, that, you know, the first chapter of the Aku series came out in February 2021. So this is about 14 months in the making here, probably more behind the scenes, but publicly 14 months in the making. This is the big avatar drop for the collection. And it was highly anticipated. The mint passes had come out about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago or so. And they really had a crazy cook. They had a crazy cook that even I, who has been bullish on the project for 14 months, did not expect. Right before the snapshot, they went up to almost 5 Ethereum, which is just so insane to me. It was so crazy. The rares were selling at 6 Ethereum. Or no, sorry, like way more than that, like 8 or 9 Ethereum, something like that. It was nuts. And then there was a single line of bad code in the contract. And Nick said to me earlier, that's how bugs work. So thank you for clearing that up. That's how bugs work. A single line of bad code. And then two white hat hackers trying to, exploiting the contract to try to raise awareness. And the action that those two gentlemen caused, assuming they were gentlemen, ended up locking $34 million, aka all of the primary sale, pretty much, of the Akutars in that contract. So it was effectively a $34 million error. Devastating. A lot of people in the community are like, "What an oversight! You know, you got to hold yourselves accountable to that." Blah blah blah. A lot of people in the NFT community were like, I just feel so much for the Aku team. Obviously, me as a holder of Aku, you know, and someone that, you know, has a relationship with the team, definitely felt that way. And it was a wild weekend. But hey, we're seeing the NFT market rally around Aku. And I mean, there was just a 40 ETH sale just a minute ago. There's a 40 ETH sale.
I just wanted, for those that are older, to understand what it was really cooking means, or cooked. It means that the price goes up. I just wanted to translate for the older people in the audience, because a lot of people get confused about that. But it's a very common phrase that people use in this space to express that, you know, the price was really in a positive direction. So now that people, is that the one that sold, the frosted one?
Dude,
yeah,
look,
pretty cool.
Look at this one of one. Are you serious?
That's pretty
Look
cool.
at this thing.
Yeah, Woo-hoo! I mean, here's my take on it. I think it's a bummer because it's not like they just had a standard mint and had sloppy code. Like, they were trying to innovate by doing this true Dutch auction, yep. which means that they're creating like new smart contract code. And it's hard to fully appreciate, like, as soon as you go live with this, like, something in the smart contract, you can't change it. There's like, it's not like in real life. No one's had in the history of mankind have had to deal with something that, like, they can't try to fix on the fly. You know what I mean? And yeah, I mean, what I actually heard was, it wasn't even the hackers that ended up making it permanently locked. It's the fact that refunds had to match the users. And since people could mint two, there was like never going to be a one-to-one match to unlock it. So I think it was actually messed up out of the gate, but it's a bummer because, you know, they were trying to do something cool and innovative, and of course losing $34 million, I mean, that's devastating. I don't know if a lot of people could mentally, you know, bounce back from that, but the team, like, just kept moving along, right? Like, the reveal happened today. It's very hyped up. How much have they done in secondary? 3.45k.
These things look good.
Wait, so
they kind of remind me of like Smilesverse a little bit.
What was the volume? Yeah, it feels very much like Smilesverse.
3,600 about.
Yeah, I mean, look, Alcaraz has a ton of potential. That means do you know what the commission on this is? Is it set at 10 right now?
If I recommend a 10% commission. These things are sick. The commission, I mean, look, I'd have to check. Is there a way to check the commission without trying to sell yours?
Yeah, you could just look at the Ether scan for one and see how much gets transferred away.
Sure. Let's take a look. There we go. Copy link address. So I hope it's 10%.
If they get 10%, which would make sense for them to do right now, they've made $1 million.
Everyone in chat saying 5%. We should just ask chat next time.
Okay.
Source of intel.
That's them being like, now we're the real deal. We're owning the shit out of that mistake, and our customers are not going to try, or we're not going to lean on our customers to, you know, make up for our mistake. It's a badass move, in my opinion.
$500,000 in revenue so far. Not bad. Not a bad day. If they keep that going and they can drum up interest for this, it's going to take a long time before they offset. I wonder about these sort of things, though. There's pizza on the face and there was some pasta. Wait, what happened to the pasta one? I thought you were pulling that up.
I'm upset that I did not receive a party shirt airdrop. I thought that there was an obligation to deliver a party shirt Aku to me. I'll take a pass. They gave me 3 martial arts gi Akus, and I thought that that was appropriate because I'm a badass. But I would have liked the party shirt Aku too. This is a joke, and Nick's just staring at me blank faced here. But I did receive.
What was the joke? I don't understand.
The spaghetti and meatballs. I did receive, and I took exception to that. I thought that it was a stereotype because I'm Italian American, and I have contacted my lawyers, and I've already let the Aku team know that they're going to be hearing from my lawyers.
I didn't see your pasta one in your portfolio.
It's in there.
Really?
Yeah. You want to see?
I thought with the screenshot you had didn't have that. So you got one of these spaghetti ones.
Literally got a damn spaghetti one, which is pretty funny. Do you want to just look at all my Akutars, Nick? Is that
what
you
want to do? Or do they call it spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
Nick, that was the best thing. Besides the other day on the Twitter space where someone got you to do a Jamaican voice. That was just as good.
Was that Jamaican? I don't even know what it was. I was just...
you did one. You did something, but that spaghetti right there, that was pretty good. I like that a lot.
Oh, you did. You got a spaghetti.
So look at the drip on this one real quick. I mean, first of all, that one suits me, right? Like when you see that, you're like, that's Killer P right
there.
Yeah,
like incomplete job, yeah.
What are you talking
about? That's cool right there. I got
all these martial arts gis that are pretty cool. I got this movie theater guy. I got my nice spaghetti and meatballs helmet right here. Again, you know, that's definitely a stereo that's being sent my way.
These are all yours.
Where's your OG, man?
Yeah, I didn't know, man. Come on, man.
That's cool. That helmet's sick.
Yeah, man. With the staff. I mean, I'm ready.
You're a leader.
Yeah, so our guy, him, Alex, in the Discord is posting memes about me with this closet behind me saying that... zero party shirts were identified over here, but there is a mom says I'm handsome. Quote identified or something like that. He's being pretty funny in there. Just want to point that out. But look, bottom line is that it's we're going to see what happens now with Akutars. We're going to see how hard this bounce back is. I'm anticipating some pretty cool stuff from the Aku team because again, they've had this going, they've been planning this. It's been ready to rock. And I think that this is good. You know, Signal said it best on the morning show today. She called it the hero's journey, and it's also the journey of Aku. And that, you know, yes, this is a setback. Yes, this is going to go down as like a devastating incident. And I can already see it in the documentary. I can already see it.
The other night when I was chatting with you, I was saying literally that. So I completely agree. While this was going down, the moment for them is to step up and now like turn the ship around and basically be like, we're going to get out there and absolutely kill it. It almost seems like it had to happen. It's unfortunate though, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, I like that Pio's focused on the show. He's more focused on the Discord, it sounds like.
Yeah, so no, really, the thing is, like, you know, they lost out on $34 million. I'm sure that they had, like, big plans to, like, spend that. But, like, they can get cash flow via secondary. You know what I mean? And like, keep pushing. It's, you know, it's
or raise, like, money.
Or raise money. It's like getting a pretty bad flat tire, but, you know, you get a new tire on there, you get right back on the road, you know?
Yeah, it was two flat tires at least.
Two flatties.
But you get back on the road.
So it just kind of dropped and started skidding, got off, but they had a AAA pass, so they're good.
You already know. So, Nick, look, you're getting all mad at me here. I think you're mad at the drip of my Aku. Ladies and gentlemen, one thing that you guys need to know about Nick is, even though Nick gets airdropped $50,000 to $150,000 once per month, and I think we're on like a 3 or 4 month streak of that happening. Maybe there's one.
We got a couple days left here for something big to go down. What's going to happen Friday? How much am I getting airdropped? Are we thinking $200,000?
I think there's going to be a coda in there. So I'm thinking that it's going to be at least another 50K, but maybe closer to 100. But one thing people need to understand about Nick is that Nick actually doesn't like it when other people have big wins. So the fact that I've got this monster bag of Akutars and that Akutars are just an absolute fucking cook and they're going to just go to the moon, you know, Nick doesn't like that. He doesn't like it when other people are succeeding. So that's what everyone just needs to understand.
Damn.
About the situation.
I'm
giving Nick a hard that. Yeah, well, sorry. Anyway,
shout out to G Krishnan, who sent a massive block of text in our Discord. I don't know if we want to read off this story real quick, but this sounds very emotional.
Start from the bottom now that they're here.
Should we just quickly run this down before we, like, wrap up and give a little taste of the type of experience that people are going through?
Sound like you want to share, so let's get it over with.
What Pio has some hesitation here.
I mean, he put it in the Discord, so I guess, do you want to read it, Nick? I feel like you're
here,
really
real
good.
Real quick. Good afternoon, lads. Happy Monday. Lads, I've been spending, and it's saying lads, look, there's women in there, G Krishnan, so remember that.
Come on.
And recognize
that. I think
that.
It's like, that's like a UK reference.
I've been spending lots of time to this chick in Tucson. We've been talking for quite some time, since April 3rd, so
that's a lot of time.
That's a long relationship. So it's been a roller coaster of emotions. My flight to Tucson is on Friday. Damn, this is a fast moving relationship. Okay, just want to see what this girl is about. We spent till 1 a.m. talking last night. I woke up the morning and hydrated with warm water. Interesting selection. Started looking for new jobs in the morning and started this Python class. I have a 3-week break from my master's program before classes start again. So I figured I'd start this Python class and get acquainted with the ins and outs before I start the class. I went to yoga this afternoon. I set an intention in my practice to stay grounded. And I also asked if this one girl was the one for me. Wow, you're 3 weeks in, G Krishnan. Like, I don't think so, but maybe. You know, sometimes people say it's love at first sight, but let's continue. The yoga session was amazing. And left from the yoga class in complete silence. Right now, I'm talking to my friend Z, and he's discouraging me from meeting the Tucson girl. He recently broke up with this chick, and he still is raw about that breakup. I'm not going to talk about myself. His bark is worse than his bite. He called me a fool for going to Tucson to see this chick. I ignored the comment and went to bed last night. After yoga, I started talking to my Baha'i friend, Bait. He and I are good friends. We've known each other for about 5 years. I've been working a contract under his company last year. I have to thank him for keeping me alive with the oil and gas industry. This is interesting. We both are trying to branch out from oil and gas and researching more about crypto. We spent some time this afternoon discussing some opportunities in crypto, also spending time with another friend with her project and creating a pitch deck. Need to take a shower and grab a bite real quick. We'll talk later, lads.
Krishna, so, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Is that a real story? Is he copying that from another Discord? This feels like something like copy pasta. Am I completely wrong here?
Yes. Yes, you are. He posts dank shit in the Discord like this all the time.
Are you serious?
Dank shit. This was a dank story. I was on the fucking edge of my seat.
Dude, it went all over the place.
Well, you don't understand proper storytelling.
This guy's more ADD than I am. I respect, and I'm bad.
I'm frustrated though because I have no closure with the story. Like, what happened?
No, I know. Like, what happened with this girl? Like, this girl, he left a lot of open hooks. So now you're just angry about this, basically. Like, what? Maybe someone said we should have him on the show. I agree. G. Krishnan, we're gonna do an episode with G. Krishnan.
I'm in. It's going to be a meditation episode with Krishna. No NFT talk. We're going to hear about the Tucson girl, and we're going to get to the bottom of what's going on in the oil and gas industry, too.
It sounds like
there's this guy that dresses up as a frog and takes phone calls. This sounds like a phone call on that show. That's what that message sounds like to me.
Well, you guys just don't get that G. Krishna is dropping dank shit like that in the Discord all the time.
Wait, someone said, it's me, I'm the Tucson girl, and then took a screenshot of Captain Kicks.
Catfishing.
That's for sure. Wait, G. Krishnan.
Maybe we can give G... We had a previous dating episode with Pio, so we can do one with G. Krishnan and sort of discuss what's going on in his life. This is going to be a good episode. I don't know how much alpha is going to be in that episode. I'm going to be completely honest, but...
I got a good name for it. Outside the portal, right? So oh. Like outside in real life, you know? Mm. And it's like real life stories from this one specific person just living their life.
All right. Well, I think that was fantastic. Let's wrap.
This has been a great episode. Hey, remember, smash that subscribe. Lick the like. And post in the comments a little shout out to G. Krishnan because he's going to be on the show. Let him know that you're looking forward to having him on. We're really excited for that. And if you're not in the Discord, grab one of our NFTs. They're only $1,500 now. Nice cheap price. Oh, it's $1,300. Discount. Yeah, hop in the Discord. We'd love to see you. And, you know, shout out to everyone, all of the... Ape holders, mutant holders. Sorry if you lost your mutant. Shout out to those with the, you know, any other NFT project. Moonbirds. And everyone who's in, you know, PO's project. He's basically in charge of it.
Get out of here. All right. See you guys.